In this episode, I'm going to tell you what I know about picking a name for your dog training business. Now, if you've already picked a name, you've already registered a name, and maybe you've already been in business for a year or two or many years, don't worry about it. If you violate some of my suggestions, it's not a do or die kind of thing. It's not going to mean that you're not going to be successful or you're not going to reach the next level of success. The advice I'm giving you is going to help make things a little bit easier, specifically with your SEO, your organic SEO. Now, I'm not an SEO guy. I do Google Ads. It's a completely separate thing. The ads come up above the organic SEO rankings. But I do know a thing or two about SEO because I had a subscription website called dogproblems.com that for years ranked in the top rankings for all of the main keywords nationally. That was back when Google would rank websites nationally rather than now, where it's more local. The key is make sure that you have the phrase or the words dog training in your name if possible, because think of it this way. Google will scour the internet. They send out these little robots and they look at what people are publishing on their websites. So let's say you have a local newspaper that does an article on you and they put that article on their website and where your company name is, they link back to your website. Google sees that and they consider it a vote. And they also look at that link and they say, what is that link specifically talking about to figure out how they should rank you. So if you have the phrase or the words dog training included in your name and that name is hyperlinked, it kind of counts as one vote for ranking you for dog training in your local market. Next, I'd recommend that unless you're offering police dog training or maybe protection dog training as a big percentage of the service that you offer, I would avoid using the term canine or K-9. Can you see the confusion? Included in your name, in your business name. What happens in my experience, and I've owned three dog training businesses. The first dog training business I owned was called South Bay Canine Academy. And I thought that would be cool because, I had a little bit of a background working protection dogs and a little bit of police dog stuff. And thought, okay, this would be cool because it'll lend authority and, people will see me as like thinking if I was good enough to train police dogs, then I'd be good enough to train their dogs. Well, the reality is there is a percentage, and who knows how big of a percentage, but there is a percentage of people who think that because you have the word canine in your business name that you train police dogs. And there are a percentage of those people who think you only train police dogs. Now, how big or how small that percentage is, we can argue about. But for my money, I don't want to leave any prospective or potential business on the table. So my advice is to avoid using a business name that includes K9 or K-9 in the name. For most of you who are starting up a dog training business, or maybe you're new to the dog training business, and even though you offer a variety of services, the reality is this. The reality is obedience and behavior modification makes up the bread and butter of this industry. The broad vast majority of your clients are not going to be personal protection, bite work, sport dog kind of stuff. They're going to be obedience and behavior modification. Of that classification of clients, the majority of the decision makers, and probably in most markets and in most cases, the majority of the clients themselves will be women. So if you're a tactical Tommy, you're a high speed, low drag kind of person, and that's the way that you are, and you want your business to reflect that because you're a badass and your business is going to be a badass. Well, I would suggest rethinking that. When you go fishing, you bait the hook with what the fish like to eat, not what you like to eat, right? And if the majority of your so to speak, fish, your clients are women, then it does not make sense to come across as some overly alpha, masculine, aggressive type of business person. Tone it down a little bit and pick a name that's going to have a broad appeal to both men and women. And you're going to get more mileage out of that. Now, the converse to that are the typically women, maybe not always, but typically women, dog trainers who start up a business and it's, fur and feathers dog training. It's something so overtly feminine in the color scheme and is pink and very soft. And that's the exact opposite. You're going the other direction. So you want something that stands out, but at the same time, is neutral enough to appeal to pretty much everybody. Now, the caveat is that if you primarily do police dog training and narcotics training, detection dog stuff, something like that, then obviously this advice wouldn't apply to you. But for most of you who are doing obedience and behavior modification, and that's the bread and butter of your business, think long and hard about going too extreme one direction or the other when you pick your name. And my final tip is this: if your first name or your last name is the name of a destination, like a city, like for example, Francisco or Vegas or Orlando, I would recommend not using that in the name of your business unless you actually live in that city as well. Because what happens is Google is going to misinterpret that and think that your dog training business is actually in that city. They're not going to realize that it's part of your name. The other problem is that a lot of people might actually make that same mistake as well. And so, as with everything in marketing, you want to make it really, really easy for them to understand who you are, where you are, what you do, and how to contact you. So those are my tips. Hopefully you found this helpful. If you need to grow your dog training business, if you want to get it to the next level, I found that Google Ads is really one of the best ways to do that, because we're able to get really targeted traffic to your website. We're getting people who are actively looking for what it is that you have to sell. If you'd like to learn more about what I do to run Google Ad campaigns for dog training business owners just like you, head on over to dogtrainertoolbox.com and click on the box in the upper left-hand corner that says Expert Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Read through that page if it makes sense. There's a link to my calendar app at the bottom. You can book a free 30-minute consultation with me so that we can get on the phone and find out if what we're doing with Google Ads would be a good fit for helping you grow your dog training business. Take care, guys.